Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, May 28th, and happy 78th birthday to soul legend Gladys Knight.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Even on that midnight train.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. iGrad Virtual Academy graduated its first senior class. The class of 2022 was made up of 44 students from Cherokee County. Cherokee's unopposed candidates will start their terms in January. Plus, we'll talk to an organization in Canton that's helping refugees in Ukraine.
Our organization is Serve International, that's SERV. We're here in Cherokee County. At this moment, we are overseeing an operation to bring relief in Ukraine. We have a team of about 17 people inside Ukraine distributing food. And all of that is funded by our people, our community here in Georgia.
We'll have all this and more on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Cherokee County School District's virtual school graduated its first senior class of 44 students Thursday at First Baptist Church of Woodstock. The distinguished student of iGrad Virtual Academy's class of 2022, Tavion Dees, said graduation day is one of the most important days of our lives, making our transition into adulthood. Tavion said he plans to attend Kennesaw State University in the fall. Out of the 44 students who graduated from iGrad Virtual Academy, 34 attended Thursday's ceremony. The iGrad Virtual Academy opened in fall of 2021 for students in grades 9 through 12. The school has in-person components, including requirements for specific tests and assessments, and optional face-to-face sessions. The academy is planned to expand next year to include grades 4 to 8. Cherokee County will have a new tax commissioner next year who ran without opposition, and incumbents in local elected offices who ran unopposed were re-elected. They're set to begin new terms starting January 1st. Cherokee County Sheriff's Office Finance Director Denise Mastroserio will be the county's tax commissioner. Cherokee County Commissioner District 1 Steve West has been reelected. West has been in office since 2018. He said he thanks the Cherokee County citizens for continued support over the last 8 years. Cherokee County Superior Court Judge Tony Baker was reelected with 50,650 votes, according to Tuesday's unofficial results. Judge Baker was appointed to the juvenile court in 2007 and served for 12 years. He was elected in 2018 to the Superior Court. State Court Chief Judge Alan Jordan was reelected with 50,692 votes, unofficial results show. He's been a state court judge in Cherokee County since August 2000. He's been in office since 2018.
Woohoo! I'm a college man! I am too smart! I am too smart! I am too smart! I am too smart! SMRT! I mean, SMART!
The Cherokee County School District and School Board celebrated the class of 2022 valedictorians and salutatorians this week at its 22nd annual Scholar Recognition Banquet. The special event Wednesday evening was attended by the scholars and their parents. The teacher each scholar chose as the most influential in his or her education. CCSD's high school principals, Superintendent Brian Hightower, and members of his senior staff, and the school board. The students and teachers each shared a brief speech, and Hightower presented each student with an iPad, a $50 gift card and plaque, and each teacher with a plaque and $100 gift card. The graduates praised their teachers for taking a personal interest in them, encouraging them, and mentoring them. The dinner and gifts were made possible by donations from presenting sponsors, LGE Community Credit Union and the Cherokee County Educational Foundation, and silver sponsor Center Cut Catering. LGE additionally presented each student with an iPad cover and each teacher with a journaling set. For a list of valedictorians, salutatorians, and teachers honored, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. A new soccer team is coming to Canton. The Women's Premier Soccer League announced May 18th that the Georgia Impact organization would field a team for the 2023 season. The WPSL serves as an outlet for primarily amateur players during the summers before the fall college seasons, similar to the Men's National Premier Soccer League, which is fielding an expansion team in Kennesaw this spring and summer. It will mark the WPSL's return to the Metro Atlanta area following previous clubs affiliated with the Atlanta Silverbacks and Georgia Revolution program. It has not been determined where the Impact women's team will play. Based in Cherokee County, Impact has a number of teams in the multiple age groups. Over the last 50 years, the program has sent 90% of its senior girls to collegiate programs and opportunities. The club's mission is to create positive impacts within the Cherokee County community and through the Cherokee Youth Foundation. The foundation supports young athletes in the county, focusing on sports and building character.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all.
The Cherokee 411 podcast is driven by Carriage Kia. This is where you'll learn about the growth, changes, and great things happening right here in our little corner of the world. Cherokee County is one of the fastest growing areas in the United States, and we're here to help you keep up. That's the Cherokee 411 podcast, driven by Carriage Kia, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigations is looking into an officer-involved shooting in Canton, police announced Wednesday. According to Canton police, officers responded to a local subdivision to investigate a suspicious person at 2:19 a.m. Wednesday when the shooting occurred in the 700 block of Midway Avenue. One man is dead. No officers were reported injured. Canton police responded to a suspicious person call in the area of Commerce Trail in the Town Mill neighborhood. Responding officers found a man with a knife who did not follow police instructions to drop the knife, according to the GBI. The man was identified as 23-year-old Canton resident Toure Jones. Officers deployed a taser unit, but it was ineffective, and despite commands to drop the knife, Jones continued toward the officers with the knife, according to the GBI. Jones was then shot by one of the officers. Police rendered first aid until EMS arrived, but he died at the scene. An autopsy on Mr. Jones will be performed at the GBI Medical Examiner's Office in Decatur. Four Cherokee Sheriff's deputies, Justin Botts, Stephen Bunt, Fabian Fazari, and Kaylee Shaw, graduated from the Police Academy at Reinhardt University Wednesday in Waleska. Deputy Fazari received the Top Gun Award for the highest score with a firearm, and Botts delivered the class reflection speech at the ceremony. All four deputies are currently assigned to the Cherokee Sheriff's Office Adult Detention Center. The Reinhardt University Public Safety Institute began its Police Academy program in 2009, and several Cherokee Sheriff's deputies have earned the post certification through the program. Reinhardt's Police Academy is a non-traditional academy that's 20 weeks long. The classes take place at night and on weekends, which allows candidates for peace officer to work and attend classes. It's also an academic academy, which allows participants to earn 15 college credits toward an associate's degree. And now community reporter J.P. Edwards got a chance to talk with an organization in Canton that's helping refugees in Ukraine.
We're joined on the podcast by Adili Kia. He is the Chief Operating Officer at Serve International. Now, you guys are in Canton, so you're just up the road. And I wanted to talk to you specifically because you're doing a lot of work in Ukraine. Please give me the overview of what it is that you're doing.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I'm excited to share with the community what this community, Cherokee and around Atlanta, is doing in this region. Our organization is Serving the National, that's SERV. We're here in Cherokee County. At this moment, we are overseeing an operation to bring relief in Ukraine. We have a team of about 17 people inside Ukraine distributing food. And all of that is funded by our people, our community here in Georgia.
That is incredible. Please tell me how this started. So how did Serve International in Canton, Georgia, get hooked up to be able to help people in Ukraine?
I think it's everybody's calling to support your neighbor. And I know Ukraine is very far from us, but there's families and children and people that are suffering. As an organization, our main focus is complex regions. So whenever we see a disaster, be here locally in our community, be here in Cherokee County, be here in Atlanta, Georgia, or 9,000 miles away, somewhere in Africa or Afghanistan, our mission is always to respond. And so when we heard about what was going on in Ukraine, where families had to evacuate and lost everything in a matter of hours, we felt it was our responsibility as a community to respond and support the families in that region.
How are you doing that? What are you doing?
We partner mainly with other organizations on the local front, but we also have our American staff that operates in the region. So we partnered with a church that becomes more of like a center or a warehouse to store all our supplies, our hub. And so this hub is in Budapest, that's in Hungary. And so we use this to deploy food, blankets, and all other items into Ukraine. So we have two teams. We have Team Red and Team Blue. Team Blue focuses on logistics. Their role is to make sure that we can get supplies from the United States to the warehouse in Budapest, Hungary. They sort things out, put them together, and they start the journey into Ukraine. When they get into Ukraine, they go into a town called Mukachevo. And this is where we start sorting things out, and our Team Red comes in. Team Red picks all these items from Mukachevo, that's in western part of Ukraine. And after that, they start distributing this into areas like Lviv, Kyiv, and other areas that have been, at this point, are in need of food and other resources.
So who's the contact over there? Like how, I guess I'm lost as to how somebody, an organization in Canton, Georgia, which, yeah, we're outside of Atlanta, but it's still Canton, Georgia. So it's a relatively small town. How does that organization get hooked up to be able to figure out, okay, I want to help the people in Ukraine. Here's how it happens. I mean, who did you know?
So we've been doing this for 10 years. And as we speak right now, as we operate in Ukraine, we also have complex missions in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. We have missions for children, to feed children in this region. So we have missions in Congo, Africa. And so we kind of oversee this area where it's hard for most churches, organizations to operate. So we have done this for 10 years. So we have the network. We are always ready to respond. And so in our office, we are always working on logistics of areas that are not hit by any issues right now. But we know from the past and history and political experience that there's going to be issues in the future. So this is something that I hate to say this, but we were ready for. We hope that these things never happen. But our role is always be ready to respond when things like this happen around the world.
Okay, that's fascinating that you guys in your office are studying places that I guess are facing unrest, and you're recognizing other places you may need to go to.
Correct. And we have some amazing people on the ground. Like I said, we have American teams. We had a guy from Marietta, Luke Reagan. He's overseen our operations in those regions. And so this is not just, hey, let's just try this. This is something we've done many times. Like I said, we have missions around the world, but our goal is always to partner with local people, because how you do this best is you have to partner with the local organizations, churches, and already have a training in place. So we have a logic model that shows a step-by-step process on how to operate in this region. So if we go into a new area like Ukraine, all we have is a playbook, and the playbook will change every now and then. but our systems are so tried and tested for years that we feel that we're easy, we're flexible to make the changes when the need comes up.
How can people locally get involved to be helping people in Ukraine? And you said you're in Afghanistan and you're kind of all over the world helping people out, but the one in Ukraine is the one catching all of the news right now. How can people in our area and in the surrounding area get involved and help you out?
Thank you for that question. I think the biggest thing is first realizing that we're not special. We are just a small group of people that believe every time that there's no obstacle that's going to stop us from doing what is right. And so these other organizations that are doing amazing work. And so I don't want anybody who's listening to this feeling like they have to partner with Serve International. There's great organizations inside the city that are making a big difference to respond to the need in this region. We just happen to be the ones in this podcast, and we so appreciate that we're able to talk to you today. And if you want to partner with us, you can go to our website, which is serveone.org. That's S-E-R-V.org. And what we're doing in Ukraine, there's 5 million refugees. And that number is big because these are families. These are people who just left with what they had in a backpack. And as an organization, what we are providing is meals, is food and blankets and things like that. And so what that looks like is your donation will go, 100% of your donation will go to support this families in this region. So when you write a check, when you partner with us, we transfer those funds to our partners on the ground, our team on the ground. We purchase all the supplies that are needed. And some of the supplies we ship from America. We have great partners like Vector Global Logistics. And so we partner with them. We get containers of food, of blankets to Ukraine, and we are able to reach this community. So please, if you listen to this podcast and want to play a role, go to our website, serveone.org, and give to these families that need your help at this moment.
Now, are there people from here around the county that are going overseas to do this stuff?
So one of our main goals is once we start to what we call the rebuilding phase of Ukraine, we are really hoping to engage our community, our churches, our partners to start taking groups. And this is going to be groups that will be helping serve, distribute food, help rebuild the country. So we are not doing that yet because of the dangers involved. Now, we've had a few members of the community travel. We have to get them to sign every document we can find. But at the end of the day, we're not taking groups at this point. But in the coming months, as things hopefully end and the war ends, we hope to be able to engage our community to rebuild Ukraine.
But there are people from our area right now that work with and work for Serve International that are on the ground in Ukraine helping distribute these blankets and foods and things right now?
Correct. Like I said, we got Luke Reagan, lives in Marietta. And he's there on the ground, and we always have our team moving. So, yes, we do have members of our community and also partner members in that region.
Adili Kia is the Chief Operating Officer of Serve International. You're right up there in Canton. You're our neighbor, and you're helping and touching the entire world. You realize that is so incredibly admirable.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a community effort. We would not be able to do this without our community. And as much as I can take, you know, we can take the credit. We are kind of the heroes because I get to travel on Saturday, again, not to Ukraine, to a different region. And we get to be on the ground and support our teams on the ground. At the end of the day, we would not be able to do what we do without our community. And so we just get to be the tool. We get to be on the ground. But this is a community teamwork vision, and we're excited to be in this community and see the amazing things that are happening around the world.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for Tuesday's episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Producer. Jeremy Powell, Creative Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, Copywriter. All rights reserved.